Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
For God's sake, stop pacing about, Percy. You're making me quite ill.
How much longer?
Until George arrives. He's on his way up.
And what on earth can Smiley contribute?
I would value his opinion.
This is my operation, dammit. It's nothing to do with George Smiley. He's been away far too long to get involved at this stage anyway.
Nevertheless.
This is between you and me. At least it should be. I am your director of operations.
Please,
and
Percy.
Yet you denigrate everything I do.
What rubbish.
Everything. If you're too blind to recognize gold when it's put before you, that's not my fault.
Fool's gold.
It's a long time since we had material as good as this.
Perhaps that's what worries me. Come in.
May I?
Come in, George. Come in.
Thank you.
Hello, George. How was the flight?
Well, not too bad, Percy, thank you, though I wouldn't mind catching up on a little sleep.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, I'm sorry to drag you straight off the runway, George, but this is important. That is, my director of operations and I would like your opinion on the nonsense in the yellow file there.
What is it?
A Soviet naval dispatch.
Mm.
It's an appreciation for the Soviet High Command of one of their exercises involving the Black Sea Fleet.
Mm. Who made the translation?
That's not important. At least, according to Brother Percy, it isn't.
Well, whose are these initials?
Zharov, Admiral Black Sea Fleet.
I see. Shouldn't it be dated?
Well, it's only a draft. Zharov signed it last Thursday. The finished dispatch, with the amendments you can see, went out on Monday.
Yesterday?
Exactly, George.
But where on earth does it come from?
Percy? Brother Percy doesn't feel free to enlighten us.
It looks quite interesting.
What
do our evaluators say?
They haven't seen it. And what's more, they're not going to.
This report is far too sensitive for our own internal evaluators, you see, George. However, Lily of Naval Intelligence has been allowed to give a preliminary opinion over pink gins at the Travellers Club, was it, Percy?
At the Admiralty.
Wherever. Brother Lily was excessively fulsome in his praise. He's already asked if he might apprise his fellow Sea Lords of its conclusions.
Out of the question. It was for his eyes only.
The stuff is so hot, you see, George, that it has to have time to cool off before it can be distributed.
Where does it come from?
Tell him, Percy. You're going to enjoy this.
Source Merlin is highly placed, with access to the most sensitive levels of Soviet policymaking. We have dubbed his product witchcraft.
Note we, George, the royal we.
Yes, but who is we? Who's the case officer?
He won't say. Will you, Percy? Now ask him why he won't say. Go on, George, ask him.
All right. If you want it out in the open. Source Merlin is the fruit of long cultivation by certain people in their service. People who are not at all amused by the stench of failure that persists in this organization.
Oh.
There have been too many scandals, too many operations blown. And nobody seems to care.
By nobody, he means me, George.
Let's face it, no one worries about Moscow anymore. We're all so damn busy spying on each other. The first principles of good security have all gone to the wall. We're losing our livelihood, damn it. And our self-respect. I'll take that file, George, if you don't mind.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, but we're fed up to the back teeth.
Perhaps we could talk about it, Percy. Well, what was all that about?
The first public reading of Percy's political manifesto.
Are you all right?
Doesn't matter. Percy's trying to lead a palace revolution. And he's nailed his colours to these witchcraft reports.
You mean this isn't the first?
Good God, no. It started just before you left for Canada. And they're all good stuff, according to Percy's friends at Whitehall.
I see.
Oh, yes, they're all very pleased with Percy. They've even encouraged him to set up a special witchcraft committee.
In Whitehall?
Here. Inside the circus. Be warned, George. Their long knives are out and getting sharper by the minute.
But how can Percy possibly set up his own committee?
He can't, officially. But unofficially, who's to stop him?
Has anyone agreed to sit on this committee?
Oh, yes. Percy has his followers, never fear.
Who?
Bland, Hayden, Esterhazy. Ah. Just the three of them. Allerline's acolytes. Pack of jackals waiting for me to die so that they can feed off my bones.
Steady, steady.
I will not bequeath my life's work to a preening parade horse. That man would sell his mother for a knighthood. Talk to them, George. You know them. You know what makes them tick.
Yes, but what do I say?
Anything you like. Just find out what's made them turn their coats. I don't care what you say. But buy them back for me, George. I need time. Just a little more time.
Number 9, you said, sir.
Thank you.
That's £4 on the clock, sir.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
George, darling, hold on to him.
What?
A taxi, hang on to him for me.
Oh, would you mind hanging on?
All right,
oh, bless you, darling, I was beginning to panic. I'm desperately late.
Where are you going?
Covent Garden. Got to get to the Valley.
But I've only just got home. I rather hoped we might have a meal together somewhere. It's been such a long time.
Yes, darling, I know. But I was hoping that you'd have made it for lunch.
Well, I had to go into the office.
Tomorrow, perhaps?
Well,
Covent Garden, please. You know where everything is, don't you, George?
Yes, thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Come in. George.
Hello, Toby.
Nice to see you. Always. But here in Acton, what a privilege.
It's hardly worth a visit, but I haven't seen you for so long.
Sure, George, any excuse. Sit down, please, sit down.
Thank you. It's just a small point. Tying up loose ends, you know.
Sure, sure. Now, what sort of loose ends, George?
Well, the worksheets. Your lamplighters seem to be about 2 months behind.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Perhaps we got no work, George.
There must be someone in London worth watching. Or perhaps your boys have been doing some special jobs on the side.
What sort of special jobs, George?
Well, you know, jobs you might not feel able to put down in the returns.
I thought that was illegal.
Not if you felt there were good reasons. Good security reasons.
Who would I do a thing like that for?
Percy Allerline, perhaps.
Percy? Why Percy?
No, why not? He is director of operations, after all. If he ordered you to do something and not record it, you'd be in a very difficult position.
What sort of something, George, actually?
Oh, I don't know. Clear a foreign letterbox, prime a safe house, spike an embassy, anything.
It's illegal, George, I told you. Even for Percy Allerline.
You might think he was acting on instructions from above.
Hmm. You want a cigarette, George?
No, thank you, no.
You don't mind if I...
No, no, go ahead, please.
Thanks. You know, George, I like this service. I can get quite emotional about it, actually. I have many other interests, many jobs I can enjoy doing, but I like the circus best. You understand me?
Oh, yes.
But the promotion is so bad, isn't it?
Well...
You know, George, I have all these years' seniority and I get actually quite embarrassed when all these young fellows expect me to take orders from them.
No, which young fellows are these, Toby?
George, listen to me. When you're overdue for promotion and working like a dog, everyone above you on the ladder looks young.
Well, perhaps control could move you up a few rungs. I would have thought you deserved it.
Well, yes, control, but I'm... actually not sure he's able to do that anymore. Look here, I give you something for Anne. When I knew you were coming, I phoned a couple of friends of mine and asked for something a little perfect for a faultless woman.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Perfume. You know, I never forget her since we met at Bill Hayden's cocktail. A truly beautiful woman, George. I think maybe you don't deserve her.
Two and three's five. Tar very much.
Thanks.
And the next. You've been served, sir?
Excuse me, please. Thanks. And your backs.
No, it's all right. Roy, over here.
Ah, well done.
Is this all right?
Well, it's a seat, isn't it? That's all that matters. G&T for you.
Thanks.
Well, here's looking at you, George.
Cheers. Cheers.
So, what's the deal?
Well, there isn't one, not really.
It's got to be something.
Well, in a way. I suppose control feels that the present situation is becoming unhealthy.
What situation's that, George?
I don't think control likes seeing you mixed up in some sort of cabal. I don't think I do, Roy.
Great. So what's the deal?
What do you want?
Well, how about a backhander out of the reptile fund, for starters?
And a house? And a car?
I'm not joking, George. At least I don't think I am. I've paid, you see. I don't know what I bought, but I've paid. I've paid a hell of a lot.
And now you want some back?
Why not? It's the name of the game these days. You scratch my conscience, I'll drive your jag.
That sounds like one of Bill Hayden's jokes about materialist England, the Pigs in Clover Society.
Well, why should you care? You're sitting pretty, aren't you? What more do you want?
Well, George?
I haven't managed to contact Bill Hayden yet.
He's on leave.
Ah.
What about the others?
I've had a chat with Toby Esterhazy and Roy Bland.
And?
Well, there would appear to be a distinct drift towards disaffection. They both seem to be nursing frustrated ambitions.
And they see the Witchcraft Committee as a heaven-sent ticket to the fifth floor.
Yeah, something like that.
They're all jumping on the Allaline bandwagon, even the minister.
Is there nothing you can do about it?
I don't have time.
Why not?
You'll see. I've got something else for you to break your teeth on. Here. The last 3 months' reports from the Berlin Residency. Damn near incomprehensible. Useless.
I'll tell Tomlin to pull his socks up.
You tell him, George.
What?
Go out there and show him how to do it properly. He may need an older head.
All right. I'll try and get out next week sometime.
Tonight, George. I want you to go tonight. I want Berlin on its toes by the weekend.
Well, what's the hurry?
You're booked in the 8 o'clock flight. Tomlin will meet you at the airport.
Is there something I should know about?
Trust me, George. Just trust me.
Hello, Bill. What are you doing here?
Borrowing your wife, or trying to?
Idiot. He's got 2 tickets for Covent Garden and no one to go with.
Well, how nice of you to think of Anne.
Do you mind awfully, George? Only I know how you loathe the ballet.
Otherwise, you can use the ticket yourself. I'll willingly stand down.
No, thank you all the same, Bill. I have to go to Berlin.
Tonight?
I'm booked on the 8 o'clock flight.
Well, in that case, I'd better go and pack a bag for you.
Hmm?
I said I'll pack a bag for you.
Thank you.
How long will you be away?
I'm not sure. A week, perhaps.
Oh, well, you'll need a few shirts, then.
Yes, please.
I won't be long, Bill.
What on earth are you going to Berlin for?
I'm not quite sure.
Control?
Yes.
If you ask me, he's barking mad.
He's overworked, that's all. Not at all well into the bargain.
Face up to it, George. The man's not ill. He's sick.
Oh?
And do you know why? We've got a success on our hands, the first in years, and he's not part of it.
This is Merlin you're talking about, Percy's source.
Yes, and that's why Control doesn't like it.
He thinks Percy's on the make.
But of course he is. So am I. We all are. It's time I made something of myself, George. I want to be head boy. Does that surprise you?
No.
But as long as he's up there on the fifth floor, scratching away like a hermit with the clap, what chance have I got? What chance have any of us got? What's he doing up there, anyway?
I didn't know he was doing anything, at least not anything in particular.
So why is he ploughing through all our old case histories, all our accumulated disasters? Is he writing the definitive manual of failure or something?
How did you come by that snippet of information?
I've got a source on the fifth floor. Someone who exchanges indiscretions for an occasional box of chocolates.
She hasn't by chance been indiscreet about Source Merlin, I suppose.
No.
Would be worth more than a box of chocolates to know who runs Merlin. Or who Merlin is.
The wizard who made Arthur King of Britain. Isn't he? Or rather, wasn't he?
Yes, by God. And he'd make Percy King of the Circus if you don't watch out.
Your bag's all packed, George.
Thank you.
Come on, you're meant to be expecting me.
Yes?
Jim Prideaux.
Just push the door.
Right on time, Jim. Come on up.
Thank you.
No problems?
I wasn't followed, if that's what you mean.
In here.
Thanks. Ah, nice place.
Yes. Sit down.
This is one of your safe houses?
Unofficially. The circus know nothing about it.
Oh, I see.
And everything I tell you here is for your ears only.
Understood.
Anything I ask you to do is not to be discussed with anyone, inside the circus or out. Is that clear?
I report directly to you.
And only to me. You must trust no one else, Jim. You can trust no one else.
That's a pretty black picture.
Blacker than you know. Do you still have a Czech identity?
Hajek. Vladimir Hajek. Czech journalist, now based in Paris.
Good. Good. I've had this offer of a service, you see.
In Czechoslovakia?
Yes. Czech general. Code name Testify.
Real name?
Stefcek.
Doesn't register.
Next Friday, General Stefcek will be inspecting a weapons research establishment at Tiznov, near Brno.
Some sort of boffin, is he?
One of the new breed of artillerymen. Technocrat, yes. Ostensibly. In reality, he works for Moscow Center, with responsibility for dovetailing Czech intelligence operations against the UK with those of the Russians.
Oh, big fish.
Quite a catch, yes. After inspecting the weapons establishment, he'll be spending the weekend alone at a hunting lodge near Rachichi.
Ah.
My information is that he's prepared to talk to a representative of the circus. A Czech speaker, of course.
And what is he prepared to talk about?
About us, Jim. The circus.
The circus?
About our catalogue of failures. Work it out, Jim. You must have wondered why so many of our operations have aborted just when they were about to pay rich dividends. Prague last year, that was one of yours, wasn't it?
Yes,
did you really put that down to operational inefficiency?
Well, no, not really.
Incompetence, then?
Well, no, but we had problems.
No buts, Jim. You were sabotaged. And you weren't the only one. You were betrayed. And you were betrayed by someone inside the circus.
I don't believe it.
We have a traitor in our midst, Jim. And that's why Stefcek wants to speak with us. He wants to sell us the name of Moscow Center's mole inside the circus.
Hello, Charlie.
Good God. Mr. Collins, isn't it?
10 out of 10.
I haven't seen you for years, sir.
I've missed you too.
Sign in, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
Borrow your pen.
Oh, sure.
Date's 19th, isn't it?
That's right, and time in's 11:57. Near as makes no difference.
Oh, thanks. Personnel still on the same floor?
Yes, but Control wants you to pop in and see him first.
Control?
If you wouldn't mind, sir.
Well, I haven't even checked in yet.
Well, he did say immediately you arrived, sir. Very insistent he was, too.
Oh, well. Fifth floor, isn't it?
Come in. Ah, sir. Come in, come in. Return of the Wanderer.
Feels a bit like that, yeah.
Don't suppose you're sorry to be out of Ventiane?
Oh, it depends what I get next, doesn't it?
What do you want?
They say the south of France is nice this time of year. A flutter at Monte Carlo, perhaps.
Next week.
What?
I want you to take over as duty officer this weekend.
I've only just got back.
That's why, Sam. That's why.
I don't get it.
There's a special operation being mounted over the weekend in Czechoslovakia. I want someone here I can trust. Okay. I want no one to know that I'm involved. Not Bland, not Hayden, not Smiley, not anyone.
Understood.
You're to regard yourself as director of operations for the weekend. If anything comes in, a signal, a phone call, anything at all, bring it to me personally, by hand.
If you say so.
Do not phone me. You do not minute me for later. Everything person to person.
You'll be here right over the weekend?
Yes. But you're the only one that knows that.
In other words, you're running your own show?
If you like. It's more important than that, though. The whole future of the service may depend upon it.
Duty officer.
A foreign office, resident clerk. Sorry to wake you.
That's all right.
We've just had a call from the chief Reuters man in Prague. He claims a British spy has been shot by security forces. Thought you might be interested.
Thanks. Damn Control. Shoes. Now what?
All hell's broken out in Techo.
Don't tell me.
Oh, it's all a bit garbled. There's so much radio traffic around Brno. The Wranglers can hardly hear themselves think.
Brno?
There's been a shooting there. One of ours, it's alleged.
Duty officer.
The foreign office, resident clerk again.
Yeah, oh, God. Cassandra calling.
Something like that, but sorry. Prague is now claiming that a British agent was shot and killed by Russian security forces operating in the vicinity of Brno.
What the hell are the Russians doing there?
Hunting for his accomplices, according to Prague.
Any names?
Negative.
All right, thanks. Keep me posted. I'll reciprocate.
Will do.
Oh, hold the fort, Mike. I've got to report this.
Hey, hang on.
I'll be right back, promise.
Sam.
Thank God.
What is it, man? What's wrong?
Everything. Someone's been shot in Czecho.
Where? Where in Czechoslovakia?
Somewhere near Brno. The word is a British agent has been shot by Russian security forces. Russian? It doesn't make sense.
It does. Thank God it does.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, God.
Can I have a brief, please?
They're foreign documents. No one could know they were British.
It's not they. There's only one man involved at the moment.
One man.
So what do I do? Deny it? Look, I must have a brief.
Yes.
Well... Look, why don't I get someone in? Smiley. Shall I get Smiley in?
He's away. He's in Berlin.
Shall I get him back? Hey, where are you going?
Home. I'm going home.
But it's your show, for God's sake. It's your show.
Must go home. Must have time to think. Think.
Hello, Sam. What are you doing here?
Meeting you. What else?
I'm honoured.
Don't be. The way things are, it's good to get away from the circus for a while.
I can imagine.
And it gives me the chance to brief you on the way back.
That would be very useful. Thank you.
It was one hell of a night. I can't tell you.
So I gathered when you phoned. Is there any more news?
Jim Prideaux's still alive, if that's any consolation.
Jim Prideaux?
Yeah. The first reports were that they'd killed him.
What on earth was Jim doing out there, anyway?
Waging war, by the sound of it. The Czechs had tanks deployed all along the border. NATO went to red alert.
Good heavens.
I tell you, it was like World War III in the circus last night.
Well, Control will have to be pretty quick on his feet.
Control's disappeared, George.
What?
He went to pieces when the news broke. Walked out of the building. Hasn't been seen since.
Who's minding the shop, then?
Percy Annaline, for the moment. With Bill Hayden and Roy Bland plugging the gaps.
What does Roy have to say about all this? Czechoslovakia is his territory.
Oh, he didn't know anything about it.
Well, surely...
No one did, apparently. It was Control's own operation. He seems to have mounted it without reference to anyone else.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, you should hear Bill Hayden. He's telling everyone it's the most incompetent operation ever, launched by an old man for his dying glory.
Yes, well, Bill's bound to be upset. He recruited Jim Prideaux into the circus.
I didn't know that.
I wonder what's happened to Control.
Keeping his head down, if he's got any sense, until it all blows over. Wish I could do the same.
Why? You weren't involved in the operation, not directly.
Of course not. But 6 to 4, someone will see fit to sanitize the situation. They'll purge everyone within earshot of the event.
I doubt it.
Oh, come on, George. A few heads will roll before this business is over. And Control's will be the first, for my money.
You?
Yes, please. I have an appointment with Mr. Lacon at 4:30.
Yes. Mr. Smiley, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll tell him you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley's here for his appointment.
Good. Send him straight in, please.
If you'd like to go in, Mr. Smiley.
Thank you.
Right on time, George. Come on in.
Thank you. How's Felicity? The arm mended?
No, it's pretty well, George, pretty well. She aims to be riding again next week.
Oh, that is quick.
But too damn quick, if you ask me. But then, whoever listened to an anxious papa, eh? Have a pew, George.
Thank you.
I've had a chance to talk with the minister now.
Oh, good.
I'm afraid he won't wear it, George. He won't have a witch hunt. Not at any price.
I wasn't proposing a witch hunt, Oliver. Merely an internal board of inquiry.
Well, Minister feels, and I'm bound to say that I agree with him, that such course of action would be unconstitutional.
What's unconstitutional about it? There's enough evidence to suggest that this was never a straightforward operation.
Indeed.
And even a suggestion that Jim Prideaux may have been betrayed.
Possibly. But the minister feels that no good and perhaps even positive harm would come from further investigation into the affair.
I see.
I'm instructed to tell you to cease your inquiries forthwith.
So what am I supposed to do? Sweep it under the carpet and forget it? Well, Oliver?
I know. And indeed, you have assured me that you are in no way involved in this unfortunate operation.
Not at any time.
But you were Control's man, George.
I still am, Oliver.
The minister is insisting that Control should retire for his own good.
Of course.
He is not, as you know, a well man.
Mm-hmm.
The general consensus is that it might be preferable if you were also to take an early retirement, George.
I see.
I'm sorry, George. I really am most awfully sorry.
How much do I owe you?
That's £2 on the clock, sir.
Just one moment. There we are. Thank you.
Cab!
Oh, thank you, sir.
I say cab!
Good Lord. George Smiley.
Ruddy.
My dear boy, how nice to see you
yes.
after all this time. What have you been doing with yourself?
Are you getting in or not?
No, I've changed my mind.
Oh, be my guest.
What a lovely surprise.
I was just popping into the club.
Excellent. We lunched together.
No, really.
I've just been stood up by some wretched press officer from Bongo Bongo Land. Can't say I'm sorry, mind.
No.
But I do so hate eating alone, don't you?
I don't know.
Splendid. A little tête-à-tête over the tête de veau. What could be nicer?
Well,
I want to hear everything, George. You must tell me about everything you've been doing with yourself.
A little bird told me you'd locked yourself up with the monks of St. Gallen studying medieval German manuscripts or something equally absurd.
I do study German manuscripts, but in the comfort of my own home, which is probably even more absurd.
Oh, it is, when you've such a delightful wife to distract you.
Yes, probably.
And how is the lovely Lady Anne?
Very well, thank you, Roddy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smiley.
Hello, Tom.
Can I take your coat for you?
Oh, please.
Haven't seen you for ages, sir.
Not since I retired.
A year now, isn't it, George?
Rather more, actually.
Oh, I dread retiring. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I know the feeling.
Here, you'd better have mine, too.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You fit, George?
I think so.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Smiley.
You too, Tom.
I just hope they haven't let my table go.
They can say what they like. But the circus is not what it was, is it, George?
The things are bound to change.
Indeed. But not necessarily for the better, what?
I wouldn't know, Roddy. I'm out of it now.
Well, again, Control's regime wasn't exactly crowned in glory, was it? Not in the later years.
More wine, Roddy.
Yes, thank you. Of course, you and Control were always very close, weren't you?
Well...
That's why you were thrown out, why Bill Hayden got your job.
My job?
Well, he is Percy Allerline's cupbearer, isn't he? Just the way you were once Control.
What difference does it make now? Control's dead and I'm out to grass.
Ah. The word is, old boy, that Control's still alive.
What utter rubbish.
No, truly, George, he's been seen. Willie Andrew Wartha ran into him at Joburg Airport.
Ruddy, Control was cremated and his ashes were scattered in a garden of remembrance in the East End. I was there.
I always knew that Willie was a bloody liar.
It was nearly a year ago now. Control had been sick for a long time.
Hmm. That Czech fiasco was really the final nail in his coffin.
Eh? In more ways than one.
Yes. Somehow, I can never quite believe in Percy Allerline as chief. Can you?
I never really knew him as a force.
A striver, yes. An envious casker, hungry for Control's purple. But chief... What's his knack? Whitehall's at his feet. Special Percy committees with funny names and restricted access.
He always did have a reputation for being something of a politician.
Yes, but who's devilling for him, George? Who's winning him his reputation?
I have no idea.
Come on, George. You
Please
must have.
You, Mr. Smiley?
No, thank you.
May I?
Please.
Sir?
Oh, thank you. I'll sign the bill, if you please.
Right away, sir.
So who is it, George? Who's the clever boots? Is it Bill Hayden?
Ruddy, I really don't know.
But you and Bill shared everything once upon a time.
It's been said.
If it's not Bill, might it be Roy Bland, our shop-soiled hero from Redbrick?
Oxford, actually. Roy's St. Anthony's.
And your protégé, I seem to remember.
Once, a long time ago.
Esterhazy seems an unlikely eminence grise, wouldn't you say?
Probably.
Unless all Hungarians have crystal balls, but... So if it's not one of them, George, And Control really is dead.
He is.
Then who is there left? Except you.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Roddy. I told you, I'm out of it. I really have retired. Sorry.
That was really excellent, Roddy. A really lovely surprise.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank our lords and masters. They owe you that much.
Then thank you for being such a willing agent.
Your coat, Mr. Smiley.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Tom.
There you are, sir. And yours was the British War, wasn't it, sir?
That's the fellow. Goodness, is that the time?
Yes.
Actually, if you don't mind, old boy, I ought to cut and run.
Oh, please, Roddy, you go ahead. I'm in no hurry.
I shall get a cab. Can I drop you somewhere?
No, thank you. It's a nice day. I'll walk home through the park.
Well, bye, George. Lovely to see you again. Enjoy the chat.
Goodbye, Roddy.
Can't be Anne. Damn.
Hello? 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 Who's there?
Don't shoot, George.
Peter! What are you doing here?
Nicking your scotch. How the hell did you know there was someone here?
You missed a marker in the door.
There were two?
Afraid so.
My God, are you still that careful?
Old habits die hard.
Yes. Sorry about letting myself in like that. Where's Anne, by the way?
In America.
Good. That makes it easier.
Makes what easier? Look, what is all this about, Peter?
I'm acting under instructions, George. Very specific instructions.
Which are?
To take you to our Lord and Master at the Foreign Office.
Oliver Lacon.
No less.
He's your Lord and Master, not mine. Not any longer.
He wants to see you, George. My instructions are to take you to him.
Well, that hardly warrants breaking into my house, surely.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but Lacon is adamant. No one at the circus should know or even suspect that I've made contact with you.
Hmm.
Well, George?
All right, Peter.
Good. We'll hang on till dark and then leave.
In that case, perhaps you ought to bring me up to date. I'm told things have changed quite a bit since I left.
And apart from that, everything operational is under one hat. London station. Bill Hayden's head of station, Roy Bland's his deputy, and Toby Esterhazy runs between them like a toy poodle.
And Percy Allerline presiding like the sun in splendor.
Yes.
And where do you fit into this whole new concept, Peter?
I don't. My previous associations with one George Smiley made me about as welcome as a pimp at a policeman's ball. Percy made it clear that I was lucky to have a job at all.
What job did he give you?
Head of scalp hunters out at Brixton.
Jim Prideaux's old job?
In name only.
What news of Jim Prideaux, by the way?
He's in quarantine. Been a bit of a political embarrassment ever since we got him back from Czechoslovakia.
Poor Jim. After all he's been through.
Yeah. It's getting dark. I think we ought to be on our way now, George.
Where did you leave the car?
Oh, it's just round the corner. Where you wouldn't spot it. Come on, let's go.
Is it my imagination, or are we heading in the wrong direction for the Foreign Office?
Lacon lives in Berkshire, doesn't he?
Ah, yes. We are being very circumspect, aren't we, Peter?
No, we're being bloody careful.
I don't want to force the issue, but if we're being that careful, I think it's time you told me why.
Do you remember a man called Tarr? Ricky Tarr, one of my scalp hunters?
Oh, yes. I remember Ricky. I had to vet him for recruitment to the circus.
I didn't know that.
He was gun-running out east somewhere, and the Jakarta resident, who was it?
Steve McElvoy.
That's right, it was Steve, who found him drunk on the dockside and thought he was likely material. I had doubts, I must say.
I still do. Anyway, about 6 months ago, we got this flash requisition from the Hong Kong residency. They had a low-grade Russian trade delegation in town, and one of them was stepping wide in the nightclubs. They wanted a scalp hunter to make a crash approach. Buy him or burn him.
I should think that was right up Tarr Street.
That's why I sent him. He flew out the next night with an Australian car salesman's identity and two Virgin Swiss passports sewn into the lining of his suitcase.
Hoping the Russian preferred to be bought.
Yes.
And did he?
No. A few days later, Tarr cabled, no sale. and booked himself on a flight home. He didn't make it.
And you haven't heard from him since?
Not officially. The housekeepers gave him a few days' grace and then posted him AWOL. And Bill Hayden's been bending my ear ever since.
So, where is all this leading, Peter?
Tar turned up out of the blue 3 days ago.
Oh.
He came straight to me, thank God, and not to anyone else. As soon as I heard his story, I rang Lacorn at his home. Tar's there now.
At Lacorn's house?
There was nowhere else, George. We had to keep him under wraps, away from the circus.
So no one else knows he's back in England?
No one. Except for the babysitter, of course. A man called Thorne, one of my people.
Peter, all this has happened since I left the circus.
Yes.
So why am I being involved?
I'd rather Lacorn told you that himself.
Peter, at moments like this, darkness can be something of a blessing.
How do you mean?
This house, quite monstrous, isn't it?
Not my style.
Anne used to call it the Gothic Camelot. I thought it quite apt.
Harry.
Well, well, hello, you two.
Hello, Oliver.
George, how good to see you again. It's been, well, how long now?
It's quite some time.
Indeed it has. Well, now, come on into the warm, won't you? There's a nasty nip in the air. Peter?
Thank you.
How's retirement suiting you, George?
Oh, well enough, thank you.
Here, let me take your coat.
Thanks.
Am well, is she?
Very well, the last I heard from her. She's in America, you know. Yes, California. She's visiting a cousin there.
Ah. I expect Peter told you why you're here.
I've sketched in the background for him. I thought he'd better let Tar tell his own story.
Yes, it's probably best. Can I get you a drink, George, before we start?
I don't think so.
Well, sure, I can't tempt you. It may be a long night.
Well, later, perhaps.
Peter?
No, thank you.
Then you better come on through. He's in here.
Hello, Mr. Smiley.
Ricky!
Long time no see, sir.
All right, Vaughan, you can go.
Very good, sir.
Ricky's been a naughty boy, see, Mr. Smiley. He can't be trusted without a babysitter now.
I'll be right outside, should you need me, sir.
Right. Do sit down, everyone. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Where would you like me to sit, Mr. Smiley?
Where you were, I think, Ricky. And, Oliver, if we sit at the table with Peter.
I'm not staying, George, if you don't mind. I've heard Tar's story twice already.
As you wish.
I'll see you're not interrupted. And if there's anything you need, just give a yell.
Thank you, Oliver.
So what happens now?
You tell your story to Mr. Smiley.
What, again?
Why not? You should be word perfect by now.
I would prefer to hear it from you, Ricky. Straight from the horse's mouth.
All right. Where do I begin?
I know why you were sent to Hong Kong.
So let's start with Boris, shall we?
Right, then. Boris Kravchenko, born in Minsk, 1946, according to his visa application. And ripe for the picking, right, Mr. Gillam?
According to Hong Kong station.
Bollocks. Begging your pardon, Mr. Smiley. He was a centre-trained hood, trailing his coat for a mug like me.
What makes you so sure?
Everything about the guy. It didn't add up. All day he was trailing around inspecting factories, the usual trade delegation routine. Then every night he was out on the town doing the night spots. And I mean every night. The local watchers were absolutely knackered. As soon as I laid eyes on the bloke, I knew it was bad news. To start with, how did the guy manage to get away every night? There's always a couple of gorillas on these jaunts who are supposed to keep the boys out of the flesh pots. And the way he was pushing foreign currency around... Small-time trade delegate doesn't have that sort of currency.
Not normally.
On top of that, he had too much tradecraft.
Oh?
Boris was a pro, Mr. Smiley, no question. It was written all over him.
So you decided to abort the operation?
I cabled no sale and booked myself on the next plane home pretty damn quick.
And then forgot to get on it.
The plane wasn't leaving till the next day, was it? So I sort of... Well, I thought I'd burgle Boris's room.
Why?
I had to do something, Mr. Smiley.
Go on, Ricky.
The Russians were booked in at the Alexandra.
It's a ramshackle old gin palace down on the Marble Road.
Anyway, I got into Boris's room, no sweat. And I was just standing there getting used to the dark when this woman starts talking to me. From the bed. Boris's wife.
I doubt that. They'd never let them both out of Russia at the same time.
A common law wife. Unofficial but permanent.
Ah. Well, you can imagine it. Threw me for a minute finding her there.
But you thought of something.
You know me, Mr. Smiley. I'm not an amateur. I had a fallback story. I told her I was looking for Boris.
Very ingenious.
I played it like a quiet Aussie going ape because he'd had his girl and his money stolen by a lousy Russian who couldn't afford to pay for his pleasures.
And she bought that?
Only because she wanted to. I think she guessed who I... what I was from the start. But she was at her wit's end. She was in tears, in fact. And there was no one else to talk to.
And you appearing in her bedroom in the middle of the night was the answer to a maiden's prayer.
If you like, yeah. You see, Mr. Smiley, she told me there was nothing between her and Boris. They couldn't stand the sight of each other. He was out boozing and chasing the birds all night while she was sat in her room crying her eyes out and getting slowly plastered.
So when she found a tall, dark stranger standing by her bedside, she just clasped him to her bosom and wept on his shoulder.
Vicky does tend to have that effect on women, don't you?
I suppose. Irina was a plain kid, a bit blue-stocking for my taste. But she had a hell of a pretty smile when she stopped crying. And she was ready to unpack. There was gold in her, Mr. Smiley. I just knew I'd struck gold.
I don't suppose it crossed your mind that... Irina, was it?
Yeah, Irina.
That you might have been playing a double game.
And suckering me into a honey trap.
It's been done before.
No way. The setup was all wrong. Oh, she was genuine. I staked my life on it.
I believe you, Ricky.
Yeah, well... Anyway, things just went from there. We met every day after that.
And did she unpack?
Not straight off. But I was damn right about Boris. He was the lead and Irina was the backup.
His and her act.
That's right. He was on the trawl for Hong Kong businessmen. Had a postbox job on the side for the Soviet residency. She ran courier, boiled down the microdots and played radio for him on a high-speed squirt to beat the listeners.
She told you that?
Yeah. She was convinced I was a colonel of intelligence. In the end, I got her family history, her recruitment, training, Moscow Center, her lousy marriage, the lot. She was a bit in love with me.
My God.
She knew a hell of a lot about the circus.
Oh?
She kept on and on about Percy Allerline.
Allerline?
Said she had to talk to him. She had this secret, you see, this one big secret, and she'd only tell it to Allerline. No one but Allerline.
Didn't you find that rather odd?
Not really. It was the price of her ticket, wasn't it?
She was ready to defect, in other words.
Well, the way I see it, that was her only way out.
Yes. Yes, it probably was.
Anyway, by that time, the official schedule for the delegation only had 3 more days to run. Then they were going back to Moscow.
You were running out of time.
Damn right I was. I crashed into the Hong Kong residency and put them on red alert before they were properly awake. Stood them too while I coded up a most urgent message to London on a one-time pad which I burned as soon as the transmission was complete.
So you were the only one who knew the text of the message?
In Hong Kong, yes.
And the message?
It gave an outline of Irina's career to date. The jobs she'd held at Moscow Center, her access, all that. It asked for full defector treatment, an RAF plane to get her out the works.
I see.
And I asked for a message to be passed on to Mr. Gillam here, that I'd landed on my feet and wasn't just playing hooky for the hell of it.
I never got that, Mrs. George. Not a word.
Very odd. Who did you send this message to, Ricky?
I gave it the London Station address group and graded it flash by hand of officer only.
That's the new formula for maximum limit. It's supposed to cut out the handling in the coding rooms.
You said Irina had this one big secret.
Yeah.
Was it mentioned in your message?
I sort of hinted at it, yeah.
How exactly? I mean, what form of words did you use? Do you remember?
It was something like, claims to have information crucial to the well-being of the circus, but not yet disclosed.
Thank you. Just go on, please.
Well, I hung around the residency for the rest of the day, waiting for an answer. When nothing had come through by that evening, I cabled a flash follow-up.
Was it acknowledged?
Oh, sure. We read you. Stop.
That's all?
Nothing more. Not until noon the next day. There I was, sitting on the hottest property for years, and London let me sweat it out for more than 24 hours. Mm. And when they do come through, all they do is stall.
How do you mean?
Bloody stupid questions, like what sections did Defector work in? When inducted into Moscow Center? God, you'd have thought she was applying for a work permit.
Who signed London's cable?
No one.
A normal practice these days, George. Outsiders deal with London Station as a unit.
I see.
Anyway, I drafted off a reply and shot off for a 3 o'clock meeting with Irina. But she didn't show. We had a fallback for half an hour later. She didn't show there either. I went round to the Alexandra. The Russians had checked out. No reason given. So I took a cab to Kai Tak and checked flight departures. There'd been nothing. Absolutely nothing that could have been routed through Moscow for 2 days.
So they were still in Hong Kong?
Wait, George.